Welcome back to NewsRamp Local and Regional for Thursday evening, May 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp reports record first quarter 2026 financial results, reiterates production guidance. G Mining Ventures Corp announced record first quarter 2026 financial results, boasting $80.40 million in net income and $56.20 million in free cash flow. With strong margins at the Tocantinzinho mine and higher gold prices, the company produced 31,846 ounces of gold. It reaffirmed its full-year production guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces and ended the quarter with $637.20 million in total available liquidity for growth initiatives.
ICON Labs emerges from stealth to solve the infrastructure crisis holding back autonomous vehicles. ICON Labs emerges from stealth to tackle the infrastructure crisis hindering autonomous vehicles. Introducing reset pods that enable continuous fleet operation within cities, the company aims to reduce downtime and operational costs. These modular units handle core fleet functions like charging and cleaning, eliminating the need for trips to centralized depots. ICON's innovative approach promises to reshape the economics of autonomous vehicle operations. Mayor Tong Thompson highlights strategic growth potential in San Angelo. Mayor Tom Thompson discusses San Angelo's strategic growth potential on the Building Texas show, highlighting performance-based incentives attracting large-scale industry projects. A third-generation data center could bring in $7, $12 billion in revenue without straining resources. Plans for interstate access, airport expansion, and water reclamation show the city's commitment to sustainable growth and talent retention. For more, visit the Building Texas Show's YouTube channel.
25-year-lawn company enters Warrenton, VA residential market. Reliable Lawn Care, a family-owned company with over 25 years of experience, has expanded its full-service lawn care offerings to Warrenton, VA. Homeowners in Warrenton, Gainesville, Haymarket, and Manassas can now access the company's expertise in turf management and landscape maintenance. With a focus on quality and long-term relationships, Reliable Lawn Care aims to provide consistent, professional lawn maintenance to residents in the Northern Virginia region.
Dr. Bowler brings braces and Invisalign to Dyer NN. Bowler Orthodontic Arts in Dyer NN now provides braces and Invisalign for patients of all ages. Dr. Bowler aims to offer comprehensive orthodontic care to families in the area, with a focus on individualized treatment plans. The practice's dual location setup in Dyer and Crown Point ensures accessibility and convenience for patients seeking orthodontic solutions. Crown Point Orthodontist offers braces and Invisalign. Crown Point Orthodontist, Bowler Orthodontic Arts, expands services to include braces and Invisalign options for families in Crown Point and Dyer, Indiana. Dr. Bowler, the lead orthodontist, aims to provide personalized care with transparent treatment timelines. The practice now offers traditional metal braces, ceramic options, and Invisalign clear aligner therapy, utilizing digital scanning technology for efficient and effective treatment outcomes.
Triple HBA credentials earned ahead of Alabama summer season. Ahead of the upcoming summer season in Alabama, Engel Services Heating and Air in Sylacauga has achieved a rare feat by holding three key HBA credentials: Ream Pro Partner, NATE Technician Certification, and Carrier Authorized Dealer Status. With temperatures rising and demand for cooling services increasing, the triple credential status sets Engel Services apart as a trusted and verified option for homeowners in central Alabama seeking reliable HAV services. Phoenix office furniture firm logs three decades and 40-plus manufacturer ties. Total Office Interiors, a family-owned office furniture dealership in Phoenix, celebrates its 30th anniversary and top Southwest status for Evolve and Global. With over 40 manufacturer ties, the company offers full-service workspace solutions to Arizona businesses, from design to installation. Their recognition as the highest volume dealer in the region reflects their commitment to serving clients of all sizes and industries.
Custom Pool Design Services expand in Santan Valley, AS. Custom Pool Design Services in Santan Valley, AS have expanded, offering homeowners integrated backyard transformations through a single contractor. Island Pools and Landscaping now provides new design capabilities that include freeform and geometric pool shapes, water features, decking, and landscape installations all under one plan. The company's focus on the Santan Valley community showcases their commitment to providing a complete design process for every homeowner.
Triple Trade Contractor opens service to 8 Birmingham communities. Triple Trade Contractor Engel Services Heating and Air expands to 8 Birmingham communities, offering HVH plumbing and electrical services. With a team of 43 NAITE-certified technicians, the family-owned company brings over 20 years of experience to Birmingham, including emergency services 24/7. Homeowners in Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, Trustville, and more can now access their trusted one-stop home services.
Network News breaks: Oregon Energy Corp appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Oregon Energy Corp appointed former Impact Oil and Gas Exploration Director Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support Oregon's evaluation of a potential investment in Namibia's offshore block 2812AB in the Orange Basin. The block sits adjacent to the Venus discovery within the same proven petroleum fairway. For more information, visit the company's website.
Implify Health by Gunderson opens Wisconsin's first emergency mental health facility. Implify Health by Gunderson, a leader in behavioral health care in Wisconsin, has opened the state's first dedicated emergency mental health facility. The new facility, called Empath, offers patients a calming atmosphere with 8 dedicated exam rooms and a streamlined process for emergency psychiatric care. This innovative model aims to improve access to mental health services and provide immediate support for individuals in crisis.
Unfortunately, that's becoming my day, my answer, my life. Okay, so it's done with Iowa, and it's really funny. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.